one of our very favorite people from the not only the TV show Frasier from the years of 1993 to 2004, but from a variety of television shows, a variety of motion pictures. And the thing probably that we're most proud of here in Chicago is that he has been an ensemble member of Steppenwolf Theater since 1979. The great John Mahoney is in rehearsals right now and is about to launch another production, The Rembrandt, which will open in previews on September the 7th and will play until November the 5th. And it is always a pleasure to welcome back to the program our pal, John Mahoney. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Dean. How you doing?
Doing so well.
It's great. Can I just correct you for one thing?
Yes.
You said the Goodman. It's not as a Steppenwolf.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I've got too many theaters on my mind with these Jeff nominations.
I know. I just don't want any ticket requests going to the wrong theater.
That's right. he's going to be at the Steppenwolf Theater.
Yeah, in the Steppenwolf.
Yeah, the Rembrandt, and tickets are available for that right now.
Right.
We'll talk about the play in just a second, but I got to tell you that I was just flipping around on the TV the other day, and Moonstruck was on.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of these movies that, you know, whenever I see Moonstruck on, I stop whatever I'm doing. I cancel whatever I'm doing because I have to watch a Moonstruck. I love every single thing about this movie, and that, you know, certainly includes you. One of the great movies of all time. Was it as much of a joy for you as it is for us to watch?
Absolutely. It's there are two or three films that I did that I always stop and watch. Moonstruck, Say Anything, and Tin Man. They're like the top three for me. But I think, to actually just stop at everything and watch a movie, probably Moonstruck is the best one. It's just so, it's a beautiful story. Everybody was so perfectly cast. And,
right.
It brings back a lot of wonderful memories for me.
I can imagine. Do you have a preference in what you do? Because I know you're always back at the Steppenwolf doing productions. I know you love live theater, but we don't see you enough on TV and movies. But
you know the thing is, I'm getting up there, Dean. You know, I'm 77 now, and I spent 11 years on Frasier, basically living out of a suitcase in L.A. while I was doing it, coming home every chance that I got because I never did move there. So I just rented a furnished apartment there. And after 11 years of that, I thought, I just want to be home. You know, I don't want to travel. So I turned down an awful lot of television and film stuff because I just don't want to do it anymore. I want to stay home, and that's what I do. I do a lot of theater here in town still at Northlight, at Steppenwolf. I've taken a couple of plays over to Ireland. But I'm not really interested in film and television anymore.
Yeah, that's our great loss, but totally understandable that you want to be selective and have some options and, hey, maybe even just relax a little bit.
Absolutely. It's, you know, I don't like to travel. And I'll tell you another thing, too. When you get to be my age, unless you're somebody like Mike Nussbaum, who's a miracle, it gets a little harder to memorize those lines. And so, you know, you don't have that much time to do it in film and television. It's pretty much you go on the set and you do it. Whereas you have all the rehearsal time on live theater, and I'm just able to do it a lot better, I think.
Yeah. What do you do when you're just relaxing? Do you have hobbies? Are there certain things that you like to do?
I'd tell you the truth, I probably read. The best gift I ever had in my life, no matter what, and even including some very expensive ones from Paramount and from NBC and everything for the show. But the best thing I ever got in my life was a Kindle. And it's just the most wonderful thing in the world. I used to carry, whenever I went on a trip, I had a separate suitcase of books.
Yeah.
And it was so, you know, and now to be able to just, you know, just
carry your library with you, right?
My library.
Right.
And I read a lot, and that probably is what I do more than anything else is read.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Let me take a quick break here, John, and we'll come right
sure.
back. And I want everyone to learn about the Rembrandt, John's new play that'll be opening at the Steppenwolf in previews on September the 7th. I'll tell you how you can get tickets. And as we were bragging about you, John, here talking about, you may know John Mahoney from TV and the movies, but until you've seen him on stage, you're missing out on a real force in what makes theater great.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you very much.
That is John Mahoney, who will join us after a quick break here. Frasier star, Steppenwolf star, John Mahoney on the line with us here this morning. John, tell us about the Rembrandt.
It's a very, very interesting play. It's about a... it's about a man who works at a guard who works at a museum, and he decides to touch the masterpiece, Aristotle Contemplating the Bust of Homer, that was painted by Rembrandt. And the reverberations and repercussions that happen with this, going backwards to the time of Homer and forward to the time of where he is now, and it really is about art, man's relationship to art, the nourishment of art, the what exactly we expect from it, what exactly we want from it, what exactly it gives us. Now, that sounds kind of dull and classroomy, but it's not. It's one of the funniest and most touching plays I've ever read. In fact, it's one of the best plays I've ever read. And that's the man who plays the guard is the brilliant Francis Guinan. And I play his companion, who is dying of cancer at home. And it's it really is an odyssey to use the Homer thing that this man goes through once he decides to try to get closer to this work of art.
Yeah, these kinds of productions. I know what you mean when you read things on paper. Sometimes, it feels kind of one dimensional. But
that sounds boring as hell.
That's right. I could tell as you were going through the description, you were actually boring yourself for a minute there. It's anything but.
I never would have done it if it was. I remember the read through. Before we decided to do it, it was just read through of a lot of the big shots at Steppenwolf, and I remember when we said the last word of that script, Fran, I remember said, "Well, I'm in," and I said the same thing. Oh my God, so am I. And you know, it's just one of those plays. It just will not let you alone. You won't, believe me, you will not regret seeing this play.
Yeah, these are the kinds of things that touch you inside and leave you thinking, and the way that you take these abstract concepts and you make them so relatable into people,
you know,
to people's
I'm gonna
lives.
You go with me on all these interviews. You say it a lot better than I do.
I think you say it just fine. I think you say it just fine. What do you look for, John, when you, as you said, now you can be selective in the kinds of projects that you take on. What are the kinds of things that you look for?
I look for something that's truthful. I don't, if it's a comedy, I just don't want it to be some sort of, you say one funny line and then I'll say another. I want the humor to rise out of the situation and, to be honest. And I don't want it's got to resonate with me in a truthful way, that it's not just slick or made to shock or anything like that. It's fine to shock if it arises out of a truthful situation. And so I think the thing that I look for most of all is something that moves me either humorously or intellectually or I want to be moved by what I'm reading and what I'm acting.
Yeah, and that's especially true in live theater, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, that reminds me when I see productions like that, that move me like that when I go see live theater. I sit there and go, this is why everyone needs to go to live theater. This mm-hmm. is what everyone needs to experience, this
yeah.
truly visceral kind of experience, that the work that's being presented on the stage touches you in such a way mm-hmm. that it leave for me, that it will often leave me thinking about whatever it was for several days afterwards.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's for the actors, too. So you've got to do this 8 times a week.
Yeah.
And unless you're going to be moved by it and constantly have your mind refreshed by it with little things that you didn't notice, it has to stay live with you, or you'll bore yourself to death and you'll yeah. bore the audience to death.
Yeah. You know? Talking about, doing challenging pieces and things that sometimes can shock. I mean, is that part of what attracted you to becoming an ensemble member with Steppenwolf in the first place? Because back in the day, that's mm-hmm. And to some extent still today with Steppenwolf, it's always been mm-hmm. something that leaves an impression on you.
Do you know what? I'll tell you the truth, Dean. It didn't. I would have taken. I didn't think of it that way. At the time that I was offered to, I remember the H.E. Backus, who was the artistic director at that time, came to see me while I was doing a play at the old St. Nicholas Theater, and said, "We would like you to be a part of our company." And I just was shocked beyond belief because I'd only done 2 professional plays in my life. And, but one of them, fortunately, had been with John Malkovich, a play called Ashes. And John and I hit it off so well, and he liked my work. And so when it came time to enlarge the company, I was the person he recommended be brought in. But I was more shocked than anything else. If they would have been known for doing, a constant Neil Simon diet or anything like that, I would have done it just to be a part of those people. Because
yeah.
I had done 1 play with them, Philadelphia, Here I Come. And here I am, the 2nd play of my professional career, and I'm on stage with John Malkovich, Joan Allen, Laurie Metcalf, Alan Wilder, and I'm watching these people. I'm so intimidated.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, absolutely. But they didn't treat me that way. They all treated me like a peer, And then when they invited me to join the company, nothing could have stopped me from doing that. But it wasn't because of their, the violent reputation they had, it was just simply having watched them that close, that actually working with them and thinking that I could possibly maybe someday achieve a little bit of what they were already doing. It was just, I couldn't possibly have refused.
Yeah. Well, it was brilliant on their parts to recognize that you were, just as fulfilling and dimensional as all of them.
I think they just wanted an old man so they could,
somebody.
The poor old Al Wilder didn't have to put 5 pounds of makeup on every night before somebody saw them.
And each and every one of those names that you bring up, so delightful, such nice people. I mean, incredibly
yeah.
talented. If you've seen Joan Allen or Laurie Metcalf or any of them on stage, it's
yes.
powerfully moving.
All Tony winners. Yeah.
All Tony winners.
yeah.
I will say this about Malkovich, and I certainly enjoy his performances, but he scares me every time I interview him.
Oh, absolutely. And, the funny part is, he's as exactly who he's not. When John would be over at my house, we'd be playing cards. A lot of times we'd come over and play cards. We always used to like to play this gin game called May I, and John was a great fan of that. Laurie was the biggest fan, but John, he would like maybe making the gravy, and he's the most unthreatening person
and
in the
gentle.
World.
I know,
yeah.
But he's
yeah.
like when I'm talking to him, I never look him directly in the eyes because I'm afraid he'll steal my soul.
Yes, you're not alone.
No, he's also actually extremely gentle and extremely sweet, but I love to tease him. 630 area code, is it true that John did not start acting until his 40s?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I was working on a medical journal in the Hancock building till actually I was 37. And I just went through a period where, no, I can't do this anymore. What did I ever do in my life that that meant something to me? And it was when I was a kid and I acted in England at Manchester in the Stratford Children's Theatre. And I thought, let me try this. I mean, just at least try it so that I don't have to look back years from now and think, why didn't I at least try it?
Or, right.
You know, and I did. I rolled in an acting class at the Old St. Nicholas Theatre with David Mamet and W.H. Macy. And got cast out of that class into my first into the first production I did. But yeah, it was late in my life. It was 37 years old.
Listen to all of these names. Listen to all this. Amazing. Which 815 area code? Which does John think is more difficult, comedy or drama?
I think a comedy is more difficult, to tell you the truth, because you can't be quite as free flowing with it. You can't like just jump on that. On that roller coaster and take the ride with the audience. You've got to be very disciplined. You know, you've got to pause. You wait for the laughter. You know something is coming. You really have to break up your performance many times during your performance to accommodate the reactions from the audience, which you usually don't get in drama.
The 847 area code, can't express how much I love John Mahoney. Did he ever have formal acting training, go to acting school or anything like that?
I didn't do that in college or graduate school or anything like that. But what I did was I did enroll in the St. Nicholas Theater School. And that was, as I say, that was taught by W.H. Macy, David Mamet and Stephen Schachter.
Wow.
And that's where I got all my training.
Wow.
Yeah.
To get your training from names like that, absolutely amazing.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
That's why we love you. John Mahoney is in the Rembrandt. It'll open in previews on September the 7th, and then the official opening will be September 17th. The show has already been extended through November the 5th in Steppenwolf's Upstairs Theater. So get your tickets now through the Steppenwolf box office, steppenwolf.org, or 312-335-1650. John, it's great to hear your voice. Thank you so much for taking some time. And we'll definitely see you at the theater when you guys open. Definitely will be there. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
The great John Mahoney joining us this morning on 720 WGN Chicago.